It's a really good, easy interview. It's kind of common sense.
Core.
What about
pies towards the left part of the apple that's never eaten?
Acorn?
We said the part of the apple that's left, and I just wonder why, you know, the left part never gets eaten. How do you tell the left part? Do you keep on turning off that little pie has L on it?
Possibly.
I like that. Maybe it's the L it has on instead of an L.
Let's say if you sliced up some fruit and left it out in the sun to dry, what would you call that?
Quirios.
Call it what?
Dried fruit, I guess.
Ever heard that called snits?
Who?
Snits.
Snits?
Yeah.
Nope.
What about different kinds of nuts you grow around here? Besides one.
What's that over here?
Different type of nuts around here. Pecans, hickory, acorns, chestnuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, I guess. Maybe have some butternuts or chestnuts around here. I don't know.
Kind of Carter's popularized.
Carter? Peanuts. Yeah. Those really aren't nuts.
What are they?
Legumes.
Are they different?
Yes, hell yes, they're different. They're not nuts. They don't belong to the nut family in any way at all.
You ever heard of college being fed as peanuts?
Goobers. Well, groundhogs. Well, and hog nuts. Hog nuts, sure.
What about brown peas?
Brown peas, yeah.
Okay. And a nut that doesn't grow around here, but you see them in stores around Christmas.
Cocoa nuts.
What?
Coconuts.
Well.
Walnuts. Walnuts. Those are the California walnut.
Yeah. At another time, kind of.
Brazil nut.
Yeah.
And you see almonds, mm-hmm. Cashews occasionally float through here.
Okay. And this fruit that grows in Florida, California, or the juice of which Anita Bryant pushes?
Lemons. Orange juice.
And this expression, if I have a bowl of oranges in the morning, but by evening, there were no more there, I would say the oranges are
gone. Bye bye.
Any other way of saying that? Well, I mean, you know, a word.
They've been eaten.
You know, a word in addition to gone that would modify
it. Somebody's taken.
You might tell a baby, well, that's gone.
All gone.
What about different types of vegetables that people like growing a garden around here?
Tomatoes, peas, beans, carrots, cucumbers, watermelons, muskmelons, cantaloupes.
They're different, huh?
Yeah, there's a difference between the three, and I ain't going to go into it. I'll be damned if I'm going to sit here all day long trying to explain it to you. Son of a bitch, am I crazy? Beets, maybe. Onions, green onions, yellow onions. Red onions, Spanish onions, they're called. Maybe asparagus if they gain brain. Strawberries, which is directly related to tomatoes, which says something interesting. What else do they grow around here? Bell peppers, yeah. Red peppers, all the peppers and everything like that.
When you say beans, what do you mean exactly? What kind
of beans? Butter beans, pole beans, bush beans.
Now these are beans that you don't, that you eat whole and all?
Yeah, you can eat whole and on or shell them.
Is that the same thing as green beans or snap beans?
Yeah, snap beans and be shelled, sort of.
You mentioned tomatoes. Is there any variety that grows around here that doesn't get much bigger than that?
Cherry tomatoes?
Yeah.
Pixie tomatoes also.
Ever heard them called salad tomatoes or Tommy Toes?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Tommy Toes.
One other vegetable, I think you mentioned it's a small, hard, red root vegetable.
Beets?
Well, not exactly. It's kind of hot.
Oh, radishes. Yeah. Sure. Radishes, lettuce, and there's a lot of things. Celery, a lot of things you can grow around here that are mentioned.